Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Despite completing years of training and community service, around 1,800 junior doctors remain jobless, with provinces like the Eastern Cape now openly admitting they cannot provide employment for these skilled professionals. The South African Medical Association is warning of far-reaching consequences for our healthcare system. With fewer posts available, hospitals are stretched thin, overworking existing staff and compromising patient care. The association has now launched a national survey to better understand the scope of the problem and is urging government to act decisively by funding more posts and addressing the root causes of the systemic failure. More now from Dr. Ruan Boerta, chairperson of the Junior Doctors Association of South Africa. Dr. Boerta, you've reached out then to medical authorities. What are they telling you, and are you satisfied with the response?
I think we can definitely start by saying we are not satisfied with them at all. As an association, we're still waiting for a formal response from the Minister of Health. But if we look at his responses in the media on SABC and Newsroom Africa, those responses are very, very concerning. For Minister of Health to admit that there's corruption and theft in his department and then saying that's not really part of the problem is very concerning. Saying that he doesn't care about the World Health Organization's recommended ratio of 1 to 1,000 patients when you look at doctors is also very concerning. And then telling doctors to leave the country or go and work in private is also very, very concerning. If we look at the provinces themselves, in the Eastern Cape, there's been a bit of engagement, but again, a lack of planning from their side with no solutions. So we've been asking them for engagement so that we can work with them on addressing this issue. We think it's a problem of planning with regards to the budget and not planning for doctors that are finishing their community service here. I think when we look at the government, when there's a problem with the South African Airways or with Eskom, they're very, very quick to get money. But now that we're struggling with a health system and a system that's failing and people that are going to be dying, they are taking their time. So definitely not satisfied with the responses or the effort that the government is making with this at all.
Now, I'm correct in saying that if you're not satisfied, if government doesn't address the issue, you want to pursue legal action. What might that entail and how likely is it?
So we definitely will be planning on taking legal action. I think we will be looking at the Health Act, where they have a responsibility to not only render health services to all, but quality health service to all. And that's definitely where the government is failing. We're still in the process of planning this and thinking exactly with our legal team how we can address this. But it is something that we are seriously considering.
You're also conducting a nationwide survey. Explain to me what the purpose of that is and what insights you're hoping to gain and how the data that you gather might then be used to influence policy, if in fact it can be.
So firstly, we just want to get the accurate statistics. So currently we are on there's a WhatsApp group that I'm part of as well with unemployed doctors in the country. And there we have 1,800 doctors on that group. But we just want to do a survey to double check those numbers and make sure that they are accurate, because end of last year, there was a meeting in the Eastern Cape where a government official told doctors that all the associations and unions are lying about doctors that are unemployed and the number of unemployed doctors. So we want to get this survey to have fixed statistics and accurate statistics that we can show to them. And I can say that survey at the moment has 1,100 responses at the moment. So almost getting very close to that number of 1,800. But we also want to gather the situation of the doctors, where they are willing to work, and especially what specialities they are considering to work in or willing to work in. But then also gathering their details so that as an association, we can also try and assist these doctors to get maybe temporary locum positions in the private sector. And that's also some of the information we are getting with this survey.
Explain to me what happens if the junior doctors who are now trained but still need to spend time in the field are not working. What does it mean in terms of their ability to operate and their careers?
So I think what's important to note is that in South Africa, doctors can only specialize in the public sector. So I can use myself and as an example, someone that I've wants to do surgery. I have all the courses that I have to do. I've written even my first examination to go and specialize, of which there are three, but I've written the first one. But in order to continue in my career, I do need to get a medical officer post in the state to be able to specialize. And that's for all the specialties the same. There's no specialization in the private sector. So what's going to happen is doctors' careers are being brought to a halt. They can't specialize. We're going to get deliver less specialists in the country, which we also need in this country. We don't only need medical officers or GPs. We need specialists as well. And then what's probably going to happen is doctors are going to start leaving the country, and we're going to have a bigger brain drain that we have at the moment.
And just very quickly, what role then does private healthcare play in this conversation? Would it absorb some of the unemployed junior doctors, or is that a non-starter?
So some doctors can go work in private, so you can go open your own GP practice now after your community service. But it's also that's very costly for doctors to do, and not everyone wants to be a general practitioner. Then you have the options of locuming or working in private emergency rooms. But that sector is also getting very, very saturated. And if you're 1,800 people trying to enter that sector as well, it's also very, very difficult. But it's also important to note that the government doesn't always, or the state hospitals, when looking at employing people to specialize, the time you spent in private is not viewed the same as viewing in public, which makes sense. You're allowed to do a lot more in public hospitals as a junior doctor than in private. And again, it sort of halts the progression of their career further, but there is the possibility of employment there, and that's also where, as an association in the survey, we're gathering that information to try and assist and place doctors in the few spaces that are available.
Dr. Ruanbota, thank you very much indeed. Chairperson, Junior Doctors Association of South Africa. Appreciate your time today.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.